USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's working with his administration to lower prices for working families. He opened a cabinet meeting on Monday saying consumer prices are costing American families thousands a year.
All told, between generating higher prices and lower wages, lack of competition costs the median American family household $5,000 a year.
Biden, again using the phrase, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. He added that high prices have been a problem that's been building for decades, and it's going to take time to bring control to the inflated costs. Thousands of U.S. troops are on the ready due to the rising threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon giving the order Monday for 8,500 soldiers to be put on standby. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Three Baltimore firefighters are dead following the collapse of a burning row house in southwest Baltimore. Fire Chief Niles Ford announcing the deaths at a news conference.
Each and every day our firefighters, our first responders, our EMTs, our paramedics put their lives on the line for the sake of others.
Fire crews responding to the vacant row home around 6 a.m. Monday. A mayday was called when the structure collapsed. One firefighter was immediately rescued and rushed to a hospital. Two other firefighters died after being pulled from the rubble. The restaurant industry is hoping to get more financial aid due to the economic impact of COVID-19. The National Restaurant Association is asking Congress to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. It was a $28.6 billion fund that has been depleted. Restaurants and bars have struggled to regain sufficient indoor dining numbers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Seven school districts across Virginia are suing Governor Glenn Youngkin over his executive order that lifted mask mandates in schools across the state. Virginia Attorney General Jason Myers reminding everyone on Fox News.
Well, listen, what the governor's executive order said is what he campaigned on, which is parents matter. And if you're a parent and you want your child to have a mask for 8 hours a day, that is absolutely your right. But the point of the executive order is recognize there are going to be other parents that come to a different conclusion.
New York is hoping to take the lead when it comes to semiconductors. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, James Gremmel has the story.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul would like to see Albany become the nation's first semiconductor hub. News 10 TV there reports that she and some local politicians toured the Albany Nanotech Complex on Monday. Hochul speaking at a news conference afterward.
We are in a global war with other countries who want to own the dominance of this industry. We're not letting that happen.
That audio from thehill.com.
Bob Dylan is the latest musician to sell his recorded music catalog. Sony Entertainment purchasing the rights to Dylan's recorded music, including all previous albums and multiple future releases. Variety estimates the deal to be worth between $150 and $200 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.